Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And thank you guys for listening to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Hope you guys had a tremendous weekend. Happy Monday. You know, I really hope you guys are doing well today, and you're having a great day at work. If you are listening to the show at work right now, one, thank you guys for listening, and two, you know, don't get caught by your boss listening to the show, okay? I love you guys listening to the show, but don't get in trouble listening to me. You with me? And I'd rather you guys hold on to your jobs and keep your families taken care of than listen to my show, okay? That's for sure. Anyway, but thank you guys for listening in. Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. Have a great show for you today. I want you guys to grab a hold of your seatbelts because I think it's going to be enlightening to a lot of people. And myself as well, because I've discussed this subject with a few people and thought I'd do a show on it, okay? I want to send out things to you guys that's going to help. I want to send out information that's going to help and help you guys figure things out. Tomorrow's show, join me tomorrow, same time, 10 a.m., tomorrow I'm going to talk about upselling. When you go and say, for instance, because I just had an incident with this, because you go into the car repair shop to get something done to your car, and they come back and tell you all this stuff that's wrong with your car, and they want to fix it, and it's only going to be about $700. You know, and you're like, no, I just brought it in for this, man. Get this done. Let me get out of here. Y'all with me? But we understand, and that's going to be tomorrow's show. So look for that, guys, tomorrow at 10 a.m. And, again, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and click there. There's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon. Set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. When I have an episode, you'll be alerted. However you set that up, you'll be alerted, and you'll never miss an episode of the show, as well as Facebook. Same on Facebook. We have a Facebook show page at search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Go ahead and do your thing there. Become friends of the show there on Facebook, as well as Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay, follow us on Twitter. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, and today, guys, is my first day of the new time on the show. Because of my work schedule and all this, I have been having issues with doing the show in the afternoon at 6:30. So I decided to change the time of the show to morning, to 10 a.m. in the morning. And this way I can get the show done in the morning and be free the rest of the day to get things done and go to work. So I think this is a better fit for me. So we're going to be here the next 6-7 weeks at this time, but continue to enjoy the show. As well as, guys, now the show is archived daily. So you can go on the show page there at Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to archive shows. That means all my old shows. This show will be live again in the archive part of my show page 2 hours after the show. And you can go in and listen to that anytime after 2 hours of the show. You can go 7 days from now, 10 days from now, and come back and listen to this show online on my show page. So that's an idea as well. If you miss a show and you wanted to hear the show, you can always go back into the show page and go into archive shows and listen to any of my old shows all the way up to a year and a half ago with my very first show. Okay? So let's get right into this again. Buckle your seatbelts, guys. I think this is going to be a homer. Anyway, today's show is called Why Do Women Marry Men Who Are in Prison? And so think about that. I'm going to let that absorb for just a second. Why do women marry men who are in prison? Now, of course, this isn't all women. These are few women, a very small amount of women that marry men in prison. But I guarantee you this, since I've been looking at this stuff, you'll be surprised about how many women are interested in men who are you know, currently serving sentences. Okay? And some of them don't, you know, aren't scheduled to get out for a very long time. Okay? So you know, that's pretty, you know, pretty wild to me. So when you look at those things, it you know, it makes me think something weird. All right, makes me think something weird. Anyway, here we go. Okay, the reason that this is the, you know, somewhat of the article that I want to share with you guys is somewhat of a psychological way that is, you know, being grabbed a hold of in meaning that these women are, why do they think that they, you know, gonna have a man that's in prison? Now the psychological aspect of women who marry men, and I'm reading from it from an article on Yahoo, okay? So you can find that on Yahoo and / why women marry prisoners. So the psychological aspect of women who marry men behind bars is very complex. Oftentimes, the women who seek out these inmates suffer from a variety of psychological problems. They're often depressed and have poor self-esteem. They seek out the unconditional love of someone who has less than them to make themselves feel validated. So these women having self-esteem problems, or they're depressed. Okay, the only problem with women who are depressed or have poor self-esteem is they become easy prey for these men. They become victims of the con artists, and by the time they figure out the game, it's too late. Okay, women become fixated with these men because of the popularity the media gives them. And we all know the media is quicker to release coverage on a serial killer than on good things in the world. When the media makes a celebrity of someone like Ted Bundy or Scott Peterson, women become obsessed with these men in the same way they would be obsessed over a rapper or an actor. The difference between women being in love with a killer and a celebrity is they may one day receive a marriage proposal from an inmate, whereas with a celebrity, they can only hope for an autograph picture, okay? And that kind of sums it all up, okay? But sometimes people would rather give these women the benefit of the doubt for marrying a convicted killer or a rapist due to the nature of the crime in the case which was presented in court. A lot of these women sincerely believe these men are innocent as a result of being fascinated with the case from day one. Also, these women feel sorry for these men and believe that even while they've been sentenced to death or life, they should not remain alone. These women feel they cannot find love elsewhere in the world, or they may feel that it is better to be married to someone who she does not have to deal with every day at the home. I often wonder why these women would not want the comfort of a husband at home. I could not imagine never being able to be kissed or held by my husband. But for these women, it is more of a connection between two minds rather than the physical. And this article being written by a woman, of course, but she also says that whatever the reason may be for women falling in love with inmates, they seem to be happy with the arrangements. No matter how bad the crime, prisoners keep finding someone who loves them in alarming numbers. I believe there will never be a definitive answer to why women choose to marry prisoners. But I do know that those who do make the choice, that, you know, do make that choice, deserve their shot at happiness as well. Okay, this is a comment that was written about this article from a girl. This looks like July the 10th or something like that. She said, it is amazing how judgmental we humans are when we do not know the entire scenario, and more prominently, it is not our job. We tend to think others are abnormal or plumb crazy simply because they do something we say we wouldn't do ourselves, or because society has deemed it as unacceptable. Look at the time it took for online dating to become somewhat normal. At first, it was news and talk show topics. Now it's basically just how things are done. Suppose a woman meets a man online, chats and talk on the phone. She falls for the guy, unaware that he is in prison, and then he tells her the truth because he falls for her as well. Does she discontinue talking to him even though she can sense growth and honesty and already feels connected? Is she insane if she keeps talking with him because he makes her feel happy and she makes him feel happy? Do they need psych evaluation just because they feel something? No, Andrea. And I think that you know, Andrea's seeing things a little bit differently. She is a woman, okay? But, and women have these emotions. Women are driven by their emotions. And I understand what she's saying. I understand where she's coming from with her comment. All I'm saying is that you can get connected to someone by just talking to them over the phone or over the internet or whatever. You can get connected to someone, especially if you talk constantly or if you talk daily. You're going to start telling them things that you wouldn't tell them if you just talked to them on 1-2 months every month or every other month or something like that. So of course you're gonna get connected, and he is too at the same time. And then he doesn't have anything but time on his hands, so he's gonna, after he gets off the internet, off online talking to you, he's gonna think about you. After that, he's gonna probably do his thing thinking about you. And you'll probably send him a picture. He'll probably send you a picture. And he can look at that picture and, you know, and take care of himself with your picture. Y'all women, thinking about you. Y'all know what I'm saying about taking care of himself, okay? And then I'm saying masturbating. So, but I understand how the woman is connected to him as well. Because she's on the other side of the internet, and she's telling him things that she wouldn't tell someone else if they didn't talk every day, if they didn't start to connect. And he's gonna send her a picture of him, and she may do the same thing because she's lonely. She doesn't have anyone. If she had someone, she wouldn't be talking to him online. You know, some of these women may be beautiful women with poor self-esteem. Someone has broken them down. a man, another man has broken them down. And they can't seem to have a relationship with another man. And they start looking online and they say, ah, I caught one of these prisoners. I wonder how funny that gonna be. Then all of a sudden, hey, you know, he's smooth, he say the right things. Next thing you know, she's sending him a little cash. They're still talking. I'm going to get out in 2 years and we're going to be together, baby. I'm coming looking for you. Be ready. You with me? And women, like I said, they're emotional. So they get into this. If you can grab a hold of a woman's emotions, you got her. Okay? If you can grab a hold of her emotions and understand what she likes, you can stand on that and you'll have her from their own. And some of these women, just like they say, they don't even have a, they have a relationship with the guy in prison by never seeing him, never touching him. And they'll give, and they won't give other men who are free and outside and walking the earth, working every day, doing good things with their lives, they won't even see them. Okay? Woman try, man try to, you know, come up with her and talk to her and this, this, and that. And you're like, ah, I got a man. Hey, you got a man, y'all. You don't have a man. Your jail system have your man. Okay, so, but I understand. And I understand how these guys grab a hold of these women. You know, if you can talk to them and talk to them and talk to them and they're going to talk back and they're going to give you the time of day, man, all you have is time right now until you get out. Well, some women are in love with men that are never getting out on death row. They marry these men. My goodness. But, you know, that's how things go. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Maybe weigh in on this topic or whatever you want to say about it. It's fine with me. Okay? 818-301-5834. Now, you know, again, we kind of hit on why. I'm sure we hadn't hit on all the reasons why women marry men in prison, but we hit on a couple of reasons why they, you know, fall in love with men in prison and marry them. Depressed, depression, you know, by not being able to get a relationship with a guy. A lot of women out there who never had a solid relationship with a man and are, you know, are getting older or older. Okay? So, you know, again, if she's depressed and alone, she's looking. She's looking. She's hungry for a relationship. Can't find one anywhere. So she'll go online and find a prisoner that she can connect with. And then she'll build this story. Some women will build this story in their minds and start saying that, hey, my man's out of town. My man's in, he's overseas. You know, all kinds of stuff like that. That's depression. And then it's, you know, depression and loneliness. And, you know, then it's self-esteem. Someone has broken down that woman's self-esteem. And then she gets online and starts talking to prisoners, and they build up her self-esteem. They give her what she's been lacking. she falls for it. And it works. And I guarantee you, there are some relationships, there are some marriages that have happened in prison. She married someone in prison. They got out and got together with that woman, his wife, when he got together with her, and they're living in pretty good harmony right now. I'm sure that's happened before. And that's probably exactly what these women are hoping for, some of them. But there's got to be, a different reason for marrying men who will never get out. Who will never get out. You know, I was reading that some of them like the media attention that these guys get from being in prison. Like, they say that Scott Peterson, the guy who was convicted of murdering his wife and their unborn baby, he gained a level of notoriety because of the nature of the murder. And then when he arrived on death row at San Quentin, they say that he was flooded with mail, and the prison received two phone calls from women who wanted to marry him. And he'll never get out. When Ted Bundy was on trial in Florida, he acted, as his own attorney. During cross-examination of a character witness, he asked her if she wanted to marry him. She said she did, and he said he wanted to marry her also, and they were married. What kind of stuff is that? Night Stalker Ramirez had an 11-year-old relationship with a woman whom he ended up marrying. What attracts women to marrying someone who is incarcerated? Like I said, it's not easy to determine why. And women, would want to marry someone who is incarcerated for life or waiting on death row. Why would they? Some say it's a thrill for the women, while others compare the fascination with the fact with that of a celebrity obsession. The article, that I was just reading about lay out some of the theories of why women seek out love behind bars. And they say that throughout history, women have asked the good guy for the bad boy. This is one reason why women may seek out love behind bars. They may feel the inmate is strong and is able to protect her because he is dangerous. The worse the guy is, the more attractive he may become to a woman. It reminds me of the musical Grease. Sandy is a nice girl who falls for Danny, the bad boy rebel. There's something in the nature of humans that makes rebellion attractive to some. This could explain the physical aspect of the attraction. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, or even IRS issues, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Have a great Monday. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. This is Frank Williams. I'm over and I'm out. Join me tomorrow, 10 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care. You to see.
all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late? When you're my woman taking up my time.